G'day, Reece Dowden here. Welcome to episode 99 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called Gotta Be There at the End. Now, I'm going to state something obvious. You need to finish selection to be selected. You need to be at the end, exhausted, emancipated, gaunt, dirty, busted skin. You must be standing there at the end of selection to be selected. You can't, you won't get into SF unless you're there at the finish. Now that makes sense, right? And the reason I bring this up is because I was speaking to a few operators recently, and that's one thing that kept coming up. It was a recurring theme or a recurring statement is that you got to be there at the end. And if you are there at the end, the odds are in your favor. If you get to the end, you'll more than likely make it. A quarter to a third that finish don't pass. That means two-thirds to three-quarters that finish pass, maybe even more depending on the selection year. If you finish, odds are you'll pass. Now, why do a lot of operators say that? Why do they say you must be there at the end to get selected? Isn't it obvious? Of course you have to be at the end. Of course you fucking need to be there at the end to pass, right? But the reason operators say that, the reason I say that, is because many candidates pull themselves off selection because they don't feel like or they don't think they're doing very well. Maybe they stuff something up on selection. Maybe during the trainability stands. Maybe they didn't get as many kilometers up as others during the solo navigation phase. They only just passed the 3.2k run or the 20k stomp. They were well towards the back during the initial hump-in at the beginning of selection. Maybe they're from another branch of the military and so their soldier skills aren't as good as the infantry blokes, or their equipment isn't as schmick. Maybe you're not as strong as other candidates. Maybe you're not as fast. Maybe you're not as smart. Maybe you're not as tall. Well, you know what? Fuck maybe. If you are not up to speed on selection, you will get bozzed, all right? They will do a board of studies and identify you as not being up to speed and they will kick you off. You'll be removed from course. However, if you are still there on selection, you still have a chance to prove you are good to go, to show the instructors that you're resilient enough to keep going, that you're tough enough, that you're a valuable team player, that others love to have you in their team, that you're a bloody hard worker. If you pull yourself off, you relinquish that chance. You must be there at the end to be selected. Now consider this. Nobody knows they're going to pass, right? No candidate knows that they're actually going to pass. At the end of selection, when you're standing there waiting to have your interview to find out the result, every candidate is in their own head, remembering and analyzing how they performed on selection, thinking, did I do enough? Did I fuck up too many times? Was I a valuable member of the team? Did other candidates like me? Did I do enough? Did I show enough? Do they want me? Nobody knows they're going to pass. Everybody experiences that self-doubt. Everybody has bad days on selection. Everyone fucks up. Yet, most candidates who finish do pass. And the thing about selection is there are trends that candidates go through, peaks and troughs. Some candidates start off selection really well and are able to maintain that positive trend throughout selection. Some candidates start off selection really well but then deteriorate. Some candidates start off selection badly and continue that downward trend. Some candidates, however, start off slowly, but then get better as selection progresses. They ease into the course. My point is, selection is long. It's 3 weeks in duration. You will go through these peaks and troughs on selection. However, one mistake doesn't mean that you're going to get bozzed. A few mistakes doesn't necessarily mean that you won't be picked up for Rio. So, whenever you're having a bad day on selection and you fucked up a number of times, just remember, if you suck badly enough and you fucked up royally, you'll be bozzed. You'll be kicked off. They will tell you that they don't want you. If you haven't been bozzed, continue mission. Because if you finish, statistically, the odds are in your favor that you'll pass. And if you don't pass, then you reassess why. Improve in areas you need to and attempt a selection again. Because if you turn up to selection a second time and if you then finish a second time, then your chances of passing are even greater. So remember all of that. And that's it for this episode, a little motivation episode, so that when you're in the doldrums of selection, you can try and remember this and make sure you finish, because you'll probably make it. That's it for this episode, episode 99. If you have any questions, if you need any help in preparing for selection, make sure you get in contact. You can email me, Reese, which is rhysreese@operatorage.com, or go to operatorage.com/selection and download some free stuff there. That's it. Hope you got something out of it. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.